Good morning, everybody. So we're going to continue the conversation about outdoor audio. And right now we are hopefully going to be able to get back to actually doing some, since this rain has been keeping us kind of inside for the better part of a month. And a lot of customers, we've got trenches dug and, you know, cable ready to be pulled inside houses and or cable ready to be pulled outside. People haven't been able to pour their pads for either the deck area, for new structures, or just the surroundings around their pool. This rain has really caused some huge problems, especially down in the Baltimore area, which is very close to us. And I think it's in Elliott City where they've had huge record flooding. Where like literally the entire first floor of buildings were underwater. So prayers go out to them that everybody's safe. But let's jump into it. We're going to run through 10 things about what makes the perfect summer party. And more questions than things, but we're going to kind of talk about different things as we go through those kind of 10 things. Music is a must. And there's always lights involved. What are you guys doing for outdoor lighting? Or do you have anything kind of fun that you do with either LED lights or solar lights or anything to that nature? Secondly, what goes along with lights? A great playlist and music. So if you have an awesome playlist that's like you open Spotify, you open Tidal, you open Google Play, and you're like, that's what I want to listen to. Share your playlist, either call in or leave it in the comments. Love to find out what people are listening to and or just share your playlist with everybody else. Everybody's got a phone, so they're always taking selfies and everything else, but a lot of times you just grab an actual camera. What camera are you running around taking point and shoot shots with? I have a Panasonic G7. Super small. Everybody knows the GH4 and the GH5 and 5S now, but something about that G7, where it's just nice and small, shoots 4K, it's got a, you know, flip around screen, it's Wi-Fi, touch screen, real fun camera. So even though we always have our cell phones with us, kind of nice to have a actual, you know, camera that can take some really good quality pictures. What was next? Outdoor video. People are really big into outdoor video this year. I'm actually working on a project right now with a customer. We're doing a screen innovation screen. We're doing an Epson projector. We're doing some outdoor audio stuff with it. So, what are you guys doing for outdoor video? What kind of projectors are you using? Are you using just a white sheet, or are you using an actual screen? Is outdoor video even like a thing that you like to do? Definitely would love feedback on that, and to hear about what kind of fun projects that you might have going on, or events that you've gone to that, you know, you'd like to go back to just because of that outdoor video experience. Coming inside though, when the party like it's been lately, we've had tons of inclement weather, we've had tons of, you know, rained out days. What do you do to prepare for that party? Do you, you know, always have a backup plan? Do you have a pop-up tent? You know, a lot of people's parties that I've been going to lately, sorry, that's my alarm going off, telling me to stay on point here. A lot of people's parties that I've been going to, they actually already have a tent set up in the backyard because they don't know if it's going to rain or not rain lately. So what are you doing to prepare for the inclement weather? And what are you streaming? How are you controlling? Are you using Netflix? Are you using Amazon Prime? Are you old school? It's funny to call it old school. Are you throwing in a DVD? Or are you throwing it way back and grabbing a VHS? I don't think anybody's doing that, to be honest with you. And then audio speakers that you're using when sitting outside. What portable speakers are you using? We do a ton of wireless audio, but we do a fair amount of Bluetooth audio. We're a Bose dealer, Yamaha, Sony, you know, Sonos, all the big names. And the one that's really stuck out this year has been this Sony. It looks like a glass candle, but it has a speaker that goes out the bottom. I think it's the, the LSPX. I know there's another, no, the S1. LSPX S1 glass sound speaker. It's amazing. It really, you can just put it on a table. It's enough light. You don't have to worry about a candle blowing out and all that kind of funness of trying to keep that lit. And it's a really nice piece, fun to have around. Or do you just sit outside alone, maybe some quiet time to yourself, and throw on a headset? I know I do when I'm on a job site. I have my Sennheiser Bluetooth headset, and I'm running around job sites with that on all the time. I know a lot of people have a lot of preferentiality to Beats and to Bose and everything else, but you know, outside of those two, because they're so heavily marketed, what else are people using? There's so many, sorry to say this, better headphones out there, and you know, I'm curious to always know, and I'm sure other people are too, is, you know, what headphones are you using and for what reason? So today we're rolling out to a customer's house and doing a walkthrough for a Atmos system. They want to do a 7 surround, 4 in the ceiling. He wants to do 2 subs. Most rooms really don't set up for 2 subs. You have to have a decently large space and have some lulls in the room to really warrant a second sub. I mean, granted, there's nothing ever wrong with it, but I don't really ever see it being a necessity unless the room really requires it. But his space is kind of small, so I don't even know if he's going to be able to do a 7-1-4. I think he might end up doing a 5-1-4, or even at the most a 7-1-2. Because space really becomes an issue. If you don't really know much about Atmos, go to Dolby's website. They have a 39 or 41 page white paper, goes through everything you could possibly know about Atmos. It's a lot more math and a lot more figuring out than just, hey, let's throw some speakers in a room and run the calibration and hope for the best. You could certainly do it, but you know, the end result is not going to be the best, to just say the least. We've tried it in both ways and haven't had much success. So, but that kind of wraps up this outdoor. I know we're jumping in the indoor there for a minute, but you know, share your projects, share what thoughts you might have. If there's products that you're interested in or want to hear more about, feel free to either call in or leave a comment. Anchor is a huge way of getting a podcast out there. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast about anything, literally, it's as easy as grabbing your phone and starting a podcast. Or, you know, you could buy a board, a microphone, the whole deal, sit down and just start recording. It's really endless and up to you. They do an amazing job of sharing out the content for you, and getting it out to all the different platforms. There are some platforms where you have to do a little more work yourself. We're working on our Spotify and Google Play right now. They'll be up shortly, but we can be pretty much found on iTunes and everywhere else. So until next time, this is Symphony, and we will see you when we see you.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.